This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. Whether you want to talk about knowing and exercising your rights, which was the bulk of the first hour of the show, or you want to discuss police abuse, which, well, is related, and or whatever we're going to talk about next, which is young kids and different economic strata and where they're at. And, Daryl, I'm not sure exactly what you're going to be telling us about, but it sounded really interesting. That's on the way here. Ian, Conan, and Daryl in the studio. Toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. So where are we at? Where is it from? What's the story?
Story here from Washington Post. Headline, poor kids who do everything right don't do better than rich kids who do everything wrong.
All right.
Article begins, America is the land of opportunity, just for some more than others. That's because, in large part, inequality starts in the crib. Rich parents can afford to spend more time and money on their kids, and the gap has only grown over the past few decades. Economist Greg Duncan and Richard Murnane calculate that between 1972 and 2006, high-income parents increased their spending on, quote, enrichment activities for their children by 151% in inflation-adjusted terms, compared to only a 57% increase for low-income parents over the same time.
They're probably going to give us an example, but I'm just going to guess enrichment activities means, like, you know, stuff to do after school, like, you know, going to a gymnast class or a choir practice or chess club or, you know, whatever it is that people do after school, going to sports.
They were loved, Ian. Their parents loved them.
So, clicking over, and they don't mention it in the Washington Post article, what the enrichment activities would be, but clicking over to see where I can purchase a 572-page copy of this stuff done by Duncan and Murnane, they do wind up putting, you know, like, here's some information about why you should give us $60 for this book. They define enrichment activities as things like music lessons, travel, summer camps. So, yeah, like, you know, bunch of different things that, you know, little Timmy, little Johnny, little Susie might enjoy.
But wait a minute. They're spending millions on government education in this country, you know, per municipality. Are you telling me that
that's not an enrichment activity?
Money, but if you talk about all the courses they're creating every year and all these new classes, you know, shop.
That's a bunch of boring crap.
Not an enrichment activity.
And they get to go across town and, you know, visit the local, you know, business to see how it's run.
Do they ever do that?
They do here in Keene. They can't be on the lockdown all the time.
I don't think we ever went anywhere when I was in government school to learn how business was
when
run.
When we had field trips, it would be, let's go to
a museum.
In the Birmingham area, one of the big places to go was the DeSoto Caverns, which was like a, you know, cavern system discovered by Hernando de Soto.
Maybe a little more
explorer,
interesting.
Not the economist. There was Tanny Hill State Park, which is kind of interesting because it's set up to show you what life was like in, like, the 1800s.
And this was public school?
Yes, okay. I went to a public school.
Yeah, the only time we did anything like this was when
we went
I was
to
in
the
private.
Tennessee Aquarium.
When I was in private school, we went on all kinds of field trips.
More enriching.
There would be one a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you the various field trips over the 12 years of school.
And I seem to remember that you didn't hate school, Daryl. The last time we talked, because Coley and I, we were all talking. Coley hated school, I hated school.
School sucked.
School sucked. It was horrible. I mean, it was such a waste of time. I was so glad I dropped that when I did. It was holding me back.
Yep, sure. I wish I had left sooner. Luckily, when I was in my 12th grade year, I was able to basically get out with what they called an externship program, where I was actually able to leave school and get credit for leaving school, which is pretty sweet.
Well, I went out 2 years, you know, 2 years early.
Yeah.
Got my GED immediately.
Boom.
Boom.
You're in the market.
Went and joined the workforce.
Yep.
And then, you know, I went to college, you know, later on when I can, you know, could afford it. And
they would take us to, in Sarasota, where I grew up, they would take us to the John Ringling Museum. You ever heard of the Ringling, Barnum Brother, and Bailey
Ringling
Circus?
Ringling Brothers, yeah, Barnum and Bailey.
That Ringling.
All right.
So there's a whole museum with a bunch of boring-ass crap. You know, they walk around and see some, look at some paintings. I just, you know, I'm sorry. I get art now, like, but when I was a kid, it was just the most boring thing, and I'd still think I'd be bored to tears in that museum.
But it was for your enrichment, Ian. make you a better human being.
The one thing that bored me was when we would go to the symphony.
Oh, God, that sounds
snooze, bore.
Sounds awful. There was one of those things. They took us to an opera or something like that at some point. So the idea of enrichment is stuff that's outside of school. Stuff that parents have their kids go and do. Boy Scouts is a, you know, good example of something like that.
Continuing on.
Have to be rich to be a Boy Scout.
Scouts of America, didn't they change? It's no longer Boy Scouts.
Scouts are actually being sued by the Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts are claiming to basically have a copyright on the word Scouts.
Oh.
And the Girl Scouts are saying, no, we've been using that word for damn near 100 years.
Yeah.
You can't take
you
that
can't
from us.
You can't claim that after 100 years.
Right. But continuing on.
They did change from the Boy Scouts. I think it's like Scouting of America or something.
No, I think
like
it's like
that.
BSA something, where the BSA was based off of Boy Scouts of America, but they're just not calling it that anymore. Continuing on, it says, but of course it's not just dollars and cents, it's also a matter of letters and words. Affluent parents talk to their children 3 hours, or rather 3 more hours per week on average than poor parents, which is critical during a child's formative early years. That's why, as Stanford professor Sean Reardon explains, rich students are increasingly entering kindergarten much better prepared to succeed in school than middle-class students. And they're staying that way. It's an educational arms race that's leaving many kids far, far behind. They say it's depressing, but not nearly so as much as this. Quote, even poor kids who do everything right don't do much better than rich kids who do everything wrong. Hmm. Advantages and disadvantages, in other words, tend to perpetuate themselves. You can see in the above chart, and they have a chart I will post on the social medias so people can look at it. Based on a paper from Richard Reeves and Isabel Sawhill presented at the Federal Reserve's Boston Annual Conference, which is underway, or was at the time, and they show here the percentage of poor college graduates that wind up being in the top 20% versus the bottom 20%. And they also show the rich high school dropouts in the top 20%, bottom 20%, and the same percentage are in the bottom 20. The next quintile, there's
the same percentage of what are in the bottom 20?
So 16% of poor college graduates and 16% of rich high school dropouts are in the bottom 20% of income earners.
I see. Got
so
you.
The rich high school dropouts that should just, you know, be failures at life are as successful as poor kids that go to college and do everything. You got to go to college and this and that.
Right.
You'll be, super rich.
The suggestion here is that the right thing to do is to go to college, which, of course, is total BS. So on its face, this is garbage. But it's not wrong in that rich people have more money to spend on their kids.
Right.
And maybe they're more likely, not in all cases, because there's certainly plenty of rich parents that ignore the hell out of their children.
Right.
So the idea that, you know, just because you're rich means you care about your kids isn't necessarily true.
Right. Which, again, interesting to note here that the same percentage of poor college graduates and rich high school dropouts are in that bottom 20% of income earners.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then on the other end, 14% of rich high school dropouts are in the top 20% of
income
earners.
Well. They did very well, the rich high school dropouts.
And it's also more likely that the rich high school dropout will be somewhere in the middle.
All right, there's more on the way here. You've got more from the story. And apparently in other news, the Boy Scouts are bankrupt. According to...
Not Boy Scouts, Scouts BSA.
Right, that's what they're calling themselves now. More on the way, it's Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Earlier today, I used AnyPay to pay for my meal at the local watering hole. Thirsty Owl is what it's called. They will serve you delicious food here in Keene for cryptocurrency. We had a nice meeting with somebody who I won't say who it was, but it was a very
good
meeting.
Not Satoshi.
Yes, correct. Well, maybe not. But we
there are lots of people that are not Satoshi, like 7 billion
correct.
That aren't Satoshi.
And I paid with AnyPay, or the bar uses AnyPay. I paid with my Edge wallet. But AnyPay is a great system for accepting cryptocurrency in real life. If you've got a retail establishment and you've been wanting to take Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies like Dash or Zen or Zcash from your customers, it couldn't be much easier than what AnyPay has done. Go to anypay.global. And you can get signed up there. When I say sign up, I mean you create a username and password. That's it. There's no application fee. There's no process. There's no forms. There's no waiting. You just create your account and you're in. Then you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the settings page and then load the app on your point-of-sale device. And that's
yeah.
it. It's that
much
simple.
Easier than some of the competitors that people have talked
oh, yeah.
about. Where I've gone to
We've
some of these websites.
Yeah.
One of them, to create an account, you don't... You know, like, click, I want to create an account, enter information. No. You have to send them an email saying, I want to create an account.
Ridiculous.
And then they get back to you.
Whenever
that
is.
And then you've got to know, like, some API and all of this and
yep.
do some programming, jump through a bunch of hoops and hurdles, and then they take a cut.
Yeah.
Anyway, they don't take a cut.
There's no fee for merchants to accept payments. How do they make money? Well, they're a new business. But what AnyPay is doing is they're actually having the coins pay them to list them on their service. So it's completely transparent for the merchants. Merchants can just accept the cryptos of their preference, and it works out, and it works well. AnyPay.global, get on over there and check it out and get started. Let's go to David in New Mexico, and then we got more about rich parents, rich kids, poor kids,
yes.
performance in school, and performance and success in life.
Yes.
That's what you're sharing with us, Daryl. But David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Albuquerque, New Mexico. Stop me wherever you want. Some of this is from last night, but there was something you said tonight.
What are we talking about tonight? Let's talk about one thing. Go ahead.
I can't do that. I don't have the ability to do that. That's not
okay.
in my mind.
Well, then, nice talking to you. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want, but if it's a whole laundry list of stuff, we don't have time for it. We want to make sure that there's room for other people to participate on this show, even if there isn't anybody else on the line behind you. You know, you play by the rules here, and we don't have a whole lot of them. But one of the rules for somebody that calls in constantly about 20 different things is keep it simple. Let's keep it to one thing. We'll talk about that one thing, and then you can call again the next night and talk about another thing. Sarah gets it.
Kinda.
She gets it.
She got it. Back.
Even if she did do a pop quiz on us tonight.
I have to say, I really liked this Sarah this evening.
Yeah.
She was quizzing you guys.
The only reason Sarah will talk about something else is if we ask her about something else, like when she calls
yes.
in and I have a question.
And then you totally stump her because she wasn't prepared for that.
Right.
She's a one track.
Oh, yeah. I took a Greyhound bus once and ended up in Mexico City.
So we were talking about raising kids and whether or not they're
specifically the rich poor divide,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And again, they say that rich kids who do quote everything wrong wind up doing much better in life on average than poor kids who do quote everything right. And again, they've got a chart here and a couple of things that they specifically say that they want to point out is specifically rich high school dropouts remain in the top about as much as poor college graduates stay stuck in the bottom. 14% of rich high school dropouts stay at the top
mm-hmm.
compared to 16% of poor college graduates that stay at the bottom.
Right, and this there's a huge fault here, and I'll point it out again, and that is they're suggesting that the right thing to do is to go to college.
Right.
But in point of fact, the right thing to do is whatever it is you're called to do.
Right.
I mean, if you feel like college is right for some reason, that you need to have college for some reason, then, you know, good luck. Have fun spending a bunch of time and money that you didn't really need
right.
to spend in a lot of cases. Now, some careers you do need to have a college graduation for,
right.
but most of them are degree for, but most careers you honestly don't. And
right.
in a lot of careers, you can go and actually get paid to train. instead of having to pay to train.
There are a lot of businesses they'll put you through school.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
If it's a degree that will better their company, they'll usually pay for the whole thing and say, hey, this is your contract. You're going to work for us for an additional 2, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. School's paid for. I know. Hey, Walmart does it.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart will pay for your schooling if it's like a business degree or something.
Or technical education can also get covered from some companies as well.
But a lot of people, and by the way, a lot of people aren't taking advantage of these programs. I don't know that they don't know about them, or they just, mm-hmm. or they really don't care, or this just poor people who, you know, they it's not part of their agenda.
And I don't say what I said to downplay the idea that poor people have a disadvantage. I think it's true. I mean, you definitely are at a disadvantage if your parents right. can't afford to spend time with you or can't afford to spend money on you, or they right. feel like they can't.
Continuing on, article says not only that, but the low-income strivers are just as likely to end up in the bottom as the wealthy ne'er-do-wells. So much for meritocracy. So what's going on? The authors here says it's all about glass floors and glass ceilings. Rich kids who can go work for a family business.
It's all about who you know in that case.
In Canada, at least 70% of the sons of the top 1% do just that. Or they
work for daddy's business.
Yeah. Or they inherit the family estate. You don't need a high school diploma to get ahead. It's an extreme example of what economists call opportunity hoarding. This includes everything from legacy college admissions to unpaid internships that let affluent parents rig the game a little more in their child's favor. The legacy college admission, is this something you've ever heard of?
No.
So for like Ivy League schools.
These are like families get in because they had their parents
yeah.
or grandparents.
Oh, your grandfather graduated from here?
You're in.
Come on in. You're in. It doesn't matter how you did on the SAT, the ACT, whether you can throw a football, whether you can do anything.
And it also helps if you've been giving money to that school that you graduated from for years
yeah,
and years and
yes.
years. That's going to get your kid in there as well.
Yeah. Yes. But even if they didn't, low-income kids would still have a hard time getting ahead. That's in part because they're targets for diploma mills that load them up with debt, but not a lot of prospects. And even if they do get a good degree, at least when it comes to African-American families, they're still more likely to live in an impoverished neighborhood that keeps them disconnected from opportunities. The author says it's not quite a heads-I-win-tells-you-lose game where rich kids get better educations, yet still get ahead even if they don't, but it's close enough, and if it keeps up, the American dream will be just that.
You know, I'm not denying that, rich people, rich families usually have this type of advantage where, you know, they have a business that their dropout son can come work at and become the next CEO, you know, and part of the top 5%. And I'll get to this.
Let's continue the discussion on the way here. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to weigh in, you are welcome to do so as well here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rendezvous in the White House Situation Room failed to bring Democrats and President Trump any closer on funding for a border wall. Incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Democrats want to end the 12-day-old government shutdown.
We're asking the president to open up government. We are giving him a Republican path to do that.
It was supposed to be a briefing on border security. Kevin McCarthy will be the minority leader when Democrats assume control of the House on Thursday.
I was a little disappointed with, I would say, some on the other side. They wouldn't, once the secretary started, the Senator Schumer interrupted her, and they really didn't want to hear it.
Another meeting has been set for Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here to control the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right. I do want you to know about MyPillow. You can go to MyPillow.com. It's a great product. Daryl, you've got one. I've got one. We've been using these now for 3 or 4 years, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
A,
it's been a while. And I have washed mine, I think, a couple times at this point. You know, you can wash it as often as you want. It's pretty nice, unlike normal pillows that you could never wash.
Well, you can wash once.
And then they'll never dry.
Well, it might dry. You just can't use it afterwards.
Moldy. And
what happens is you wash it, you put it through the dryer, and it comes out all mangled in some kind of crazy...
Even a normal pillow.
Pretzel shape. Yeah, normal pillow.
Yeah, like a down feather pillow.
You can't wash a down feather pillow. I don't know how you would.
Yeah.
Oh, you could. It's probably going to fall apart in the washing machine.
No,
but
all the feathers are
going
to clump together into a big rock.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. You can't really do anything with it after you wash it. But MyPillow, you can, and they've got a 60-day money-back guarantee.
And you can use it after you wash it and dry it.
Right. Yeah, you do have to dry it. But it's very, very nice, and it poofs it up and everything. It's very, very cool. MyPillow.com, use promo code FTL, and you will get, I believe the current offer, if I'm not mistaken, is 2 MyPillow premium pillows for one low price plus free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And again, if you don't like it for some reason, you got a 60-day window in which you can return it to them for a refund of your purchase price. So what do you got to lose? It may actually be something that helps you sleep better at night. So the cheapest thing you can change out, right, on a bed, you don't want to have to get a whole new mattress.
Right.
If you can just change your pillow and get better sleep, check it out. MyPillow.com. Code FTL. All right, so Daryl, you've got this story. Conan, you were making a point about schooling and rich kids.
I think I was talking about Richards. You know, I talk bad about Richards a lot. You know, but I really don't hate Richards. I'm not mad at them. If anything, I kind of hate poor people. I grew up poor. I had a lot of poor friends. I had some rich friends, and mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time over at their houses because they had the video games and
right.
the
nice screen TV.
They always had snacks in the cupboard and whatnot.
Yep, lots of alcohol.
I know a lot of poor kids I grew up with who are still poor, and all I have to do is just sit down and think about how, you know, what they did as a family and what they spent their money on. And how much their dad drank, and he was buying scratch-off tickets, and they're always buying stuff from the deli instead of buying things, you know, from scratch and preparing them, you know, preparing meals from scratch.
Well, there's a book written about this.
I was seeing, they had such poor habits.
Yes.
They were poor for a reason.
For a reason, yeah.
And they, in their adult lives, are still making the same mistakes. And so I'm not going to boo-hoo this discrepancy, this divide between riches and poors, because there's a reason.
It happens for a reason, and it will happen even if somebody manages to snap their fingers tomorrow and redistribute all the wealth in the world so everybody's got an equal amount. By the end of that 24 hours, it will no longer be equal.
Universal.
Because all the poor people are going to go out and waste it. Not all of them. Maybe some of them will actually get their
ass together.
All
will. But, universal basic income will not work because poor people are poor for a reason.
They're going to blow it.
They will blow it. They will waste it, and they will be poor again. Right. And then you'll just be having to repeat the wealth redistribution over again.
If they didn't earn it, they don't have the understanding. They don't have what it takes.
And there are rich people that have money because somebody just gave them a bunch of money. Same thing. They didn't earn it.
And they tend to blow it, too. That's called the new rich, right?
And the best way to get rich, to move up, is to actually work your way, or to actually experience what it is, poverty, to actually experience what it is to suffer.
To know what you don't want.
And then you know what you want to work for, and you put yourself forward, and you work for it, and if you do a good job, you might actually make it one day. In this country, you can still kind of do that.
You can.
And by the way, as far as these riches are concerned, a lot of these kids fall off their high horse after a couple of generations.
Richer being defined by Urban Dictionary as someone with a lot of wealth or their family is very wealthy.
You got some poor guy
can
working.
Be used as a derogatory term.
Worked through the ranks at some company. At the end of his life, he's the boss. He's the CEO.
Yep.
Brings his kids up in that.
And hires his kids. It ruined the whole thing.
The next generation might do just fine, but the third generation, nah, man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Walmart once the sons and daughters of Sam Walton wind up giving up control.
Mm-hmm.
If Walmart is like any other company in the history of companies, it's going to see its time. I mean, even Bezos has come out and says, you know what? Amazon's a pretty powerful company, but you know what? We're gonna be non-existent one day. We're gonna fail, just like Sears did. And he's right. I mean, it's just the way it works. Because
The Roman Empire doesn't still exist, so you know that just sort of shows that even the biggest, most powerful countries
Bezos is smart, and he seems to be pretty smart. He should sell out before it gets to that point.
I'm sure he'll. Well, I don't know. I think he likes what he's doing, and he'll probably die at it. He might decide to retire on an island somewhere. Who knows?
Well, some of those guys will sell what they're doing, and they'll go and do something new. Like, not you don't have to sell what you're doing and stop doing something. You do something completely different. So we're talking about the differences here. And you're right, Conan, that a lot of poor people are poor for a reason. Now, that's not to say they can't pull themselves up out of the muck. They absolutely can.
Keywords, themselves. Pull themselves out. Once they realize it's just like a drug addict, you can't ever fix your addiction until you wake up one morning and say, you know what, I've got a problem, I'm going to fix
something. Conan, let me ask this question.
Someone else saying, hey, man, I know what's better for you. Yeah. Let me help you.
Never works.
It's not going to work. Handouts
never work.
Conan, let me ask this question. What about the various regulatory burdens that prevent poor people from opening home-based businesses?
That hurts.
There's a whole lot of them. Like some kitchen beautician, braiding hair in her kitchen.
Yeah,
exactly. There's a problem with that. And guess what? So
that's the poor person's fault, right?
He's not saying that.
I didn't say that.
Well, he said, on the one hand, he said it's poor people's fault that they're poor.
Generally, also acknowledging
that there are things that, you know, those in control do to keep poor people poor.
I'm saying overwhelmingly, poor people are poor because of their own stupid mistakes, their own stupid issues. And rich people are rich because of their issues that are good at making money or saving money. Do you know how many rich people I know who wear the same shoes, the same tennis shoes? They dress like they dress like scabs. They're driving a 20-year-old beater.
There's a lot of them.
There's
in
a lot of those guys. And then you have in shoes of the second generation who got the yacht.
They got the Lamborghini.
They got the three houses.
Yeah.
And then the third generation blows the entire inheritance and it's over.
So he wasn't commenting on what you were suggesting there.
But yes, by the way, when you think about it, when it's a business lobby who's actually creating those laws that prevent the kitchen beautician from running her own office and her own house, that comes from rich people. Yeah. So it's not really
using
government to benefit their own companies, and that definitely happens.
There are definitely poor people who want to get out of that, and they are entrepreneurial. They have the mindset,
right?
And then when they go in and they try to do it the right way by going and get a bunch of licenses or whatever crap, they can't do it because it's so complicated. It's
right.
Too expensive.
And expensive.
You got to hire a damn attorney. You got to jump through all kinds of ridiculous hoops, and there's fees, and there's bribes, and
you do it, and then you're in debt for the next 20 years trying to pay all the crap off.
Yeah. We know a guy that tried to open a restaurant. That I forget what the term was that he was using to describe it, but basically everything was going to be things that were pickled.
That's right.
No cooking involved. And he spent...
No kitchen necessary.
I don't even know how much money he wound up spending.
His life savings,
food
basically.
Prep area, he was told originally, you need a double firewall. Well, there's never going to be an open flame. I'm not cooking anything.
Doesn't matter.
Well, single firewall because you might use a microwave to heat up a cup of coffee at some point. And then after doing all of this renovation, he just wound up not being able to open the business.
He ran out of money, I understand.
I mean, all you had to do is look at our sign ordinance. It's like 80-plus pages, and we already
this
have...
This wasn't even in Keene. This was somewhere else in New Hampshire. It was the state laws and local ordinances that sunk this guy's business before he could even open the doors.
Yeah.
And he bought the property and everything and, like, sunk his life savings into this thing.
Good luck bringing business to the region, you... Stupid legislators.
The thing is, it's like that everywhere. There's more coming up here in moments. New Hampshire is one of the least regulated states. We talk
from the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here and up time for you. If you want to join us right now, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump on in there and enjoy. Discord is the place where you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as a number of the hosts of the show. Conan, you and I are in there pretty often. I'm in there every single day, and I see you in there a lot. It's free service over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, like Craig the Free Stater. That's what he calls himself. And you can have your name mentioned here on Free Talk Live and get all the other cool perks that we offer Free Talk Live amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that means that you're helping us get Free Talk Live out there, get onto new radio stations, bring new listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the other cool stuff that we talk about here on this show. So if you want to help us out, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, you can do credit card, and you can do Bitcoin BTC. It helps us out a lot, and you get some cool perks. You get a list of what they are right over there over at amp.freetalklive.com, like Craig the Free Stater did. He's a silver amplifier, which means he's doing $5 a month, and that is much appreciated. Once again, it's amp, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the differences between the opportunities that people who are both poor and rich have. If you're a rich person or you're in a rich family and you want to start a business, no problem. You just hire whatever attorneys you need to hire to take you through the legal paperwork and whatever nonsense the government has put in front of you, and then all of those barriers just get wiped right away.
And if you play your cards right after you get your business up and running for a good little while, you can help make the laws,
which is,
to prevent your competition
right
from coming up through the ranks to give you a hard time.
Now, of course, some of those laws do get in the rich people's way. If they, you know, like Uber and Lyft, obviously have been opposed tooth and nail by local governments.
Right.
It's not always a clear path. But if you're rich, the path is much clearer than if you are a poor
right
person.
And, you know, let's look at the Uber Lyft thing for a second. who winds up lobbying the local bureaucrats to put those hurdles in front of Uber and Lyft?
Oh, it's the
taxi unions.
It's the current establishment.
The taxi unions that are buddy-buddies with the city councilors and the state reps.
Right, because they've been paying off the city council for 10 decades.
Uber and Lyft, they're run by some nameless, faceless guy that lives all the way on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
And let's not forget revenue. If any lawmaker decides that the new competition isn't going to produce the revenue that the old guys are producing, who are they gonna lean with? And in this case, I think the taxi union was probably producing more revenue for these folks.
Yeah, revenue in the form of yearly medallion fees
not the unions. The unions are on the side of the owners in this case.
Right.
But the owners are the ones that have the medallions. The owners are the ones that are really pushing because they're the ones that feel the pinch. You know, the union guys, they can go and do whatever they need to do to make money.
Well, the drivers, they wind up saying, I'm getting fewer fares because of this illegal competition. They didn't have to jump through all the same hoops and hurdles that I did.
Right.
It's unfair competition. And the owners are the ones that are, my bottom line, I'm not bringing in as much money, even though it's the owners that wind up paying the fees to the city. But, Conan did hit on a point to where the bureaucrats are looking, what's the way that we can wind up getting the most money? And they're not getting, sales tax revenue from taxi rides.
Sure. But some cities, of course, have local taxes that they put in on the taxi rides per mile in some cases. And Uber and Lyft had a smart way of getting around that by using technology where it wasn't really a cab ride because it didn't meet the definition of a cab.
It was a shared
ride. It was a shared ride because it's the owner of the car that's actually the contractor for this company that basically is a matchmaker. Essentially,
it's a matchmaking system.
Yeah, it makes a match between a driver and somebody who needs a ride.
That's a cute metaphor. That's beautiful.
So that's how they snuck in kind of under the radar. But they've got armies of attorneys, so they can fight every single city tooth and nail to be able to try to get whatever legal path cleared. Whereas if you go out and you as a poor person, you've scraped together enough money to get a car, and then you want to put a magnet sign on the side of it, get a cell phone, and start passing out business cards, guerrilla market yourself at all the local bars or whatever, and then you start taking rides, all of a sudden some cabbie who's been around forever gets wind that they got new competition in town. They're on the phone to the regulator, and the regulator then sends out the police to do a sting operation. They get your number, they dial you up, you think that, you're going to pick up a new fare, and then they put you in handcuffs. You're done at that point.
And bad as it is to say, that's probably the best case scenario. Whereas if you've got some thug union guy that really wants to, make a point with you.
Oh, yeah, they come out with baseball bats.
Slash your cars. Yeah. Bash the windows in.
Yeah. And that was happening,
It has happened to some of the Uber drivers
getting, and not, and especially in other countries.
But in that case, Uber will step in and they will help you.
Yep.
They will give you, there's evidence that this happened to you. They're going to pay the bill for you in that case. For the average person who's trying to do their own entrepreneur thing for a poor person, it's impossible. Once the government targets you, you're done. The reason why this lady with the new restaurant here in town, which is a really great story, and we talked about it in detail on Saturday night, so check that out. And if you want the full story, go to freekeen.com. The restaurant's a Vietnamese pho noodle place, and it's the name of the restaurant is Pho, the name of the town, Keen.
So Pho.
And then great.
It's beautiful.
And it's a very, very smart thing. It's very intelligent. Luckily, she's got a partner, so it's not just her. There's a partner who's kind of like the money lady, right? So there's a lady who's the Vietnamese lady who does the cooking, and she's going to be running the business. But then there's the investor.
Right.
And so the investor is interested in fighting this, and so she's got some money on her side to help out with going up against a city government that wants to take these people down. And
sadly, it'll be a private investor's money fighting city
taxpayer.
who is funded through the taxpayer. Yeah. So we're all going to be paying for this. And this is
I don't want to be paying for it.
And this seems to happen every single year in Keene. These guys keep putting their damn foot in their mouth.
No, they don't care about free speech here.
Fighting,
they don't care.
Fighting the individual, fighting free speech, fighting our freedoms with our our money.
And it doesn't matter how many times they lose. They lost to the Robin Hooders.
And they'll keep taking it back.
They lost years ago in the 70s when they arrested some protesters out on Central Square over freedom of speech issue. They lost that case. So it doesn't matter how many times they lose.
And every couple of years they come up with some new ordinance and they're like, hey, can we do this? And Turney's like, no, man, that violates state law.
But we're doing it anyway.
Let's do it anyways. Yep. Let's just see what happens. But if you do, you might get sued. Oh, we don't care. It's not our money.
They're not on the line. The counselors aren't liable.
Right.
The counselors can pass something completely illegal and they're not liable.
Yeah, the taxpayers.
What happens if they make a stupid mistake? Oh, they just won't get elected next year.
No big deal.
I know that there was, a survey that I wanted to talk about. Headline is 1 in 4 Americans think poor people don't work hard enough. But since we're talking about stupid things that governments do, headline from the Tennessee Star: Knox County sues itself, loses $1 million in taxpayer money.
Oh, God. That makes sense. It makes complete sense. How does this work? One department sued another department?
According to Knox News, the suit pitted the Knox County Law Department against the county's pension board and a few Knox County Sheriff's Office deputies approved to receive benefits under the county retirement plan. The website Knox News says the law department sought to reverse a longstanding pension board process and require the board to calculate pensions on base salary and not on total compensation, such as vacation pay, in accordance with changes to the county charter. That ultimately translated to reduced pension benefits. Authorities ruled that Knox County law director could not press on with the suit, but the bills are still racking up. County officials have announced they'll pay $97,500 to settle attorney's fees for the deputies that the county sued.
Yeah. This is lunacy.
Attorney Herb.
Absolute lunacy. And this is going to be the end of this country.
Isn't this
the damn public pensions man is going to be the end.
Glenn Jacobs is
the end
mayor
of this country.
Yeah. Glenn Jacobs is the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
He needs to step into that ring and start
just suplex somebody
and start bumping heads.
I wonder if this is why he wound up going to Saudi Arabia after they killed a journalist and did a show paid for by the Saudi government. Because he did wind up getting some amount of money as a donation to the county.
From the Saudis?
I did not know about this. What's the backstory on this?
The donation was from WWE. Mm-hmm. WWE got money from the Saudi government.
I see.
So basically, Glenn Jacobs sold out his principles, I guess, to take blood money to go to a show in Saudi Arabia. Several wrestlers wound up not going. Mm. And I've not watched WWE since.
All right. We are out of time for tonight, but you can join us tomorrow. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.